Okay, evening everybody. Fifth go at doing a boo today. The last four goes have been hopeless and it's all been my fault. So I'm glad it's Friday. It's been a hard week on work. But it's been a good week. I've got loads done. I'm learning how to do a couple of new jobs and, you know, it's a bit unsettling because you can't just go in and get on with your work. You're trying to learn two new stuff. Once I get my head around it, I'll be okay. Oh, God's sake. You know what? It's 5:25. And on BBC News, they're still going on about John Terry being dropped as the captain. It's just not worth this time to spend on it. He's got what he's deserved. He shouldn't have been captain in the first place. But to replace him with Rio Ferdinand is a complete joke. I mean, you know, let's replace a philandering yob who behaves badly in airport terminals with a disgraceful haircut with a gangling idiot who forgets to take drug tests. I mean, that's a really, really good idea. Capello's just gone down, in my estimation. But if you look at the rest of the team, there's not much choice. They're all as bad as each other. You know, Steven Gerrard thinks it's okay to hit DJs when he can't get his own music on. Wayne Rooney used to pay old women to have sex with. Ashley Cole is a greedy man who allegedly has a bit of the old how's your father behind his wife's back. David James is David James. I suppose he's the best out of a bad bunch. Anyway, I can't see England winning the World Cup now unless Rooney has a fantastic tournament. If Rooney gets injured, that'll be the end of that. The England captain should be, if he's fit, Owen Hargreaves. He's the best English player since Paul Gascoigne. And he's got sense, he's intelligent. He knows how to behave himself. Learned all his football in Germany. In other words, he's an English player that doesn't behave like an English player and doesn't play like an English player, which sounds good to me. That's all for now. Speak to you later on. Bye-bye.